Desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I, for a number of days, I've been just throughout the day waking up with it. The Lord kept impressing me with the three words that we've written on the board, ebb and flow. Ebb and flow. And the Lord's been talking to me and dealing with me. And at the beginning, I wasn't sure what all He wanted shared. But I trust that it will be a challenge to us this morning, but also an encouragement to young and old alike. Ebb and flow, the definition of ebb and flow is a recurrent or rhythmical pattern of coming and going or decline and regrowth. I remember as a child being out on the Oregon beaches, and there was an ebb and flow, isn't there, to the tide. Sometimes the tide is in and sometimes it's out. And depending on where the tide is, it changes where you walk. It changes what you do. When the tide's out, it's a good time to look for seashells. When the tide's in, it's a good time to go on a walk or as a child to dig holes and build sandcastles. But it depends on what the tide's doing. But the thing is, there's a pattern. It's back and forth. It's in and out. It's decline and regrowth. We talk about the ebb and flow of things. The Scripture speaks about that in some different words in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. He said, to everything there is a season. You know that all of us are in a certain season of life right now? And sometimes it's actually an encouragement to know when you're in a season, because if you're in a season, it means that it's going to change. Because if you're in springtime, it means that summer is going to come and things might get a little bit hot, especially here in Missouri. I'm not a real big fan of Missouri summers because I grew up in more mild temperatures and I enjoy the more mild temperatures. But you know, I've survived for 13, 14 years here. I'm still here, but you know, during the summer and the heat of it, I can look forward to, you know what, fall's coming. There's going to be a change is going to take place. And then in fall, it's like, you know, winter's going to come. There's going to come. It's going to get cold. And then you hear in the wintertime people saying, oh, well, spring's coming. Seems like, oh, and then they get in spring. It's like, oh, I can't wait for the summer. Because everywhere, different seasons, people kind of like different seasons. But the Scripture says to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There's a time to be born. And there's a time to die. There's a time to plant and there's a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. There's a time to weep and there's a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. You see the ebb and flow? Things change. And if you're in a time of weeping, just hold on. Because the time of laughing is coming. Time of rejoicing is coming. If you're in a time of rejoicing, then with the ebb and flow of life, there's probably some heartaches that are going to come. But they won't stay. There's an ebb and flow in life. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. There's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. If it seems like everything you touch is just going the wrong direction, don't give up hope this morning. There's some ebb and flow in those things. There's going to be a time to get, and there's a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow. You know, there's an ebb and flow in sowing, isn't there, sisters? There is a time to rend. There's a time to cut out. There's a time to put together and there's a time to take off what you have put together and redo it. But if you never tried, if you wouldn't end up with anything, would you? The point being is you have to still put forth the effort, recognizing that there is some ebb and flow. A time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war. In a time of peace. You see, this is the life that we live, saints. There's ebb and flow in it. And if you are in a time of life this morning that is really difficult, and maybe there are things in your life that you kind of are tempted to throw your hands up in the air, I want to encourage you to keep living the life that God gave you and recognize that another season is going to come. And don't feel like that things are going to be this way forever and ever. Because in many situations, people feel like nothing's ever going to change. But do you know you have a way of looking back and seeing where things did change? And it seemed like maybe you'd almost given up hope. And it seemed like that there was no hope that anything would be different. But you can look back 10 years back, 20 years back, and you can say, you know what, thank the Lord, things did change. And if you're in a good time and then some difficult times start coming, I want to encourage you this morning, don't be discouraged by that. Do you know part of the things of this life means that there's going to be some difficult times come? There will be times of sorrow. And in times of sorrow, and it seems like there is no end to the night, the morning is going to come sometimes at the most unexpected time. There's an ebb and flow to things in life. It can be a blessing and it can be tough. Practically speaking, with finances, is not there ebb and flow to finances? The scripture speaks about there's a time to keep and there's a time to lose. The stock market, if you follow what the market does, and I don't follow the cattle market, but I'm sure there are some similarities there. But do you know that with the stock market, for an example, it can be good investments. Time has proven that. But for people that are so focused on the ebb and flow of things, they are not diligent to put in regularly and faithfully. They say, well, when the COVID thing came along, the market tanked. And there was a lot of money that was lost. If you have an account, a retirement account, and you looked at that, it could be very discouraging. There were some people that responded to that by saying, oh, things are horrible. And so they pulled their money out. We don't want to lose anymore. Do you know what happened to the largest percent of those people? They didn't regain their money. But for people that said, you know what, this is life. This is finance. We'll just leave it there and it'll get better. It did get better. They talk about a V-shaped recovery. It's what's happened with a lot of businesses. And I know there are still some suffering in some sectors in our economy that are still suffering. But in the stock market, people that were looking at how bad it was and pulled out, they were the losers. People that said, oh, it's really rough, it's a good time to invest more, they were the winners. The point being is that it's like life. Do you know people's weight? I will just have to say there's ebb and flow. I have lost the same 10 to 20 pounds over and over and over in my lifetime. And I told someone a while back, I said, you kind of wonder what, it's the same 10 pounds. It's the same. And they said, but think what it would be. Think what it would be like if you hadn't kept putting forth effort for those same 10 or 20 pounds. It would be a big situation, I can assure you. But do you realize you can say, what's the point? I'm just going to gain it back. But then you've gained an extra 10. There's ebb and flow in life. But when you stop putting forth effort, things are going to get worse. Whether it's with finances. You know, relationships are the same way. Do you know that there is an ebb and flow to relationships? And maybe we don't talk about that as much among us as we ought to. But there's an ebb and flow in relationships. There's an ebb and flow in marriages. Do you know that some days might be a little bit better than others? In some weeks, do you know, in talking to people and through experience, there can even be periods of time that, you know, that this period of time, it just seemed like it was prospering and really growing and it was wonderful. And then you kind of hit a rough patch. And it seemed like that rough patch, it went more than a day. And maybe you say, well, it was kind of a rough year. That's not a time to throw your hands up in the air. Folks, relationships, there's ebb and flow. There's ebb and flow in relationships between brothers and sisters. Have y'all ever noticed that? That one's easier to talk about than marriage, isn't it? There's ebb and flow in relationships in families. You know, at times that it seems like there's a real closeness and things are really good, and then it just seems like that contact has been lost a little bit, maybe some rubs and maybe some tough places, but that's not a time to throw your hands up in the air. It's a time to recognize that there's seasons of life and there's seasons of relationships and there's some lessons for us to learn, to prosper and to grow. The answer's not to walk away. You know, I've noticed that there's ebb and flow in congregations as well. Have you ever noticed that? There's kind of times that are really good and especially blessed, and maybe times of what you might call prosperity. And then there are times that it seems like things get a little bit lean. Maybe things aren't quite what they ought to be and kind of struggling, and maybe some of the relationships in the congregation aren't quite what the Lord wants it to be. But I've watched this through the years, and I have another congregation in my mind that went through some really tough times. But what I observed was there were some people in that congregation that they didn't walk away. They stayed faithful through the ebb and the flow, and through time, the blessings of the Lord came back, and that congregation one time began to grow and it began to prosper. Seeing the same thing with numbers, and it's not all about numbers, all right? But you know, there's ebb and flow to that too. There might be two or three gathered together. There are people together, and some might be listening this morning, that there's three of you gathered together in worship. That's a wonderful thing. You keep being faithful. But do you know that for those where there's more, congregation sizes shrink and grow? But what happens during the tough times if everyone threw their hands up and said, let's close the doors? Let's walk away. It's kind of tough. Do you know there would be very few marriages today? There would be very few relationships. Brothers and sisters would not speak to each other. There would be no congregations any longer if everybody threw their hands up when they went through a tough season. I want to encourage you this morning, whatever season that you are in, knowing that there is an ebb and flow, stay faithful. Stay diligent. Keep working. School is the same way. You children, school is the same way. There are some days that you have good days at school, right? You girls listening? You can have good days at school and you can say this has been a real good day. Got things done. I got my lessons and it was really good. And then other days you may say this was just kind of a rough day. It was just a rough day at school. But you don't throw your hands up during that time, but you keep studying. And you know, years can be that way. I want to encourage all the school-aged children, even in college or younger. Remember this, there can be good years and tough years as well. And you don't want to quit because it's a rough year. There can be, you know, seventh grade tends to be kind of a rough year because there's a big transition from elementary school. But it's not a time to say, well, it was a tough year, we're done, we're stopping, we're not going on to eighth. I observe that, you know, people have been faithful, kept working, they had a rough year at school, but then the next year was a wonderful year. But when you get 2 years in a row that were rough, then it makes you start wondering. But you just keep on doing your work and you will come out successfully. But don't give up. Age, do you know that there's an ebb and flow with age? In the book of Ecclesiastes, and Lord help us, I don't want to dwell too long on this, but I do want to bring out just a few points in the 12th chapter. He said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You see, there's changes that take place in health as well, isn't there? In health, there's days you feel better, and years you feel better, and years that things are kind of difficult. Don't give up. Don't let down. Keep staying faithful. Keep working. Keep seeking the Lord. He said in this passage in the 12th chapter is talking about growing old. If you've never studied it, it's really a very interesting chapter. But he's talking about growing old. He said, while the sun or light or the moon or stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. He's talking about springtime and wintertime. That's what old age is, isn't it? There's a season. There's a time, just like the seasons in the normal seasons in winter, spring, summer. He's talking about the seasons of life here. And he said, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble. He's talking about the body beginning feebly, start shaking a little bit. And that's what comes with old age sometimes, is a little bit feeble and not as strong. And the strong men shall bow themselves. People that were one time upright and strong, their legs aren't as strong and start getting bent over just a little bit. And the grinders cease because they're few. The teeth start going bad. And they can't chew as well as they used to be able to chew. It's what he's speaking about here. He said, those that look out the windows, they be darkened. What do you think that's talking about? It's talking about the eyes. Not to put anybody else on the spot this morning. But I will just speak of myself. I don't know at what point will you say someone is old. And I have a ways to go before I fall in that category. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of changes taking place. And I'll just speak about my eyes. They're not what they used to be. And sometimes now you used to see people preaching with their glasses on their nose. I could be there. Someone was speaking the other day in service, and I couldn't hardly see him. I was, you know, and then you start, and then you just, I know who that is. But there's things that you can't read, and you can't, there's the eyes, it's darkened, the windows are darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the street. Don't get out like I used to. I'm speaking about old age. You know, they're just as content to sit in their rocking chair at home. They used to get out and they used to go and be doers, but here he's talking about now now the door shall be shut in the streets and the sound of the grinding is low, and there's some multiple interpretations of some of these things. But he shall rise up at the voice of the bird. Getting up early. Getting up early and just didn't sleep real well. Not sleeping soundly. Sometimes because they're dozing throughout the day in the rocker. But sometimes it's just because as you get older, sometimes you just don't sleep as soundly at night. And he went on to say, and the daughters of music shall be brought low. So what did he say? Can you speak up a little bit? I can't hear you. It's ebb and flow. It's the season of life that comes and goes, and when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, they can't walk like they used to. I might stumble. I'm not sure about getting up on that ladder anymore. It's all right. Brother Calvin, your wife told on you being up on the ladder. Do you know there's a season? There's ebb and flow. He said here that they shall be afraid of that which is high. See young men just running up on the roof, and you see older men being real careful, and they got all the safety harnesses, and then there's the day, and I was there because of my health at one point, and I hated to do it. I had to pick up the phone and call someone to do something that I would have used to have done. It's a season. Don't be discouraged with it. It's ebb and flow of life. It comes and it goes. And he goes on to talk more about it. The grasshopper shall, well, he said here, the almond tree shall flourish. In other words, the hair gets white. Then it starts falling out. The grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail. The things that used to you could handle physically, emotionally, you can handle burdens and you can handle it, but as sometimes when you get older, the smaller weights of life tend to burden you down greater than what they used to. You know, that ought to cause all of us to be aware of different people's seasons of life and be respectful of it. And because a man goeth to his long home and mourners go about the street, he's talking about heading for that eternal home. But the point I'd like, and then he concluded saying, vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. It comes and it goes. It's life. It's seasons of life. There is a comfort this morning for us in the seasons that we face with the ebb and flow of life. For I am the Lord, and I change not. Malachi 3:6. I change not. Things come and go. Finances, health, relationships, seasons of life. But the Lord has not changed this morning, and He wants to walk with you through whatever season you are in. Hebrews chapter 13, 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, regardless of what you're facing today or what you will face tomorrow, remember this, the Lord Jesus is going to be the same. He's going to be the same. Think about Job. He was blessed and he had riches, and what happened? He lost them. He went through a time of weeping. He lost his health. But do you know it was a season? It was a season. And then the season changed and he was blessed. Joseph loved at home. Dad gives you a coat of many colors. Seems like life is great. And then his brothers turned on him. Lost relationship with family. Those that should have been there to support him, he had the most trouble with. Isn't there some ebb and flow in that in life sometimes? But don't give up. Because it'll get better. It'll change. There's some ebb and flow. Joseph, sold as a slave, in prison. But what do we find him doing through that time? He kept his focus on God. Whatever the season, wherever the tide is, I'm going to keep trusting in the Lord, because God has the same love, the same care. And I think of a song that I remember the Sherman singing in California. Hold to God. I can still hear Sister Sherman. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Whatever the season of life is this morning. Children, young people, if school is kind of tough, don't give up. Don't throw your hands up. Just hold to God's unchanging hand and keep doing what you know to do. If your marriage is in a season right now that it just seems like there's the closeness isn't quite there, and it just seems like that the communication is a little difficult right now, hold to God's unchanging hand. Do what you know to do and keep working and keep praying and keep loving and keep sacrificing. And another season will come. But stay faithful to one another. Be diligent. Be careful. Jesus, another example. Jesus went through a time that he was rejected of his own disciples. And there was a time they accepted him. There were those that accepted him, those that walked away. There were the crowds and the multitudes one day were calling, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then a few days later, the same people were saying, crucify him. It was ebb and flow. Death came to Jesus. He was crucified. But what came after death? Life came. Life only came because of death. Do you know this morning, as difficult as things may come, it can't come, even if it brings death to us. Because of God and His unchanging love and His unchanging care, we have life after death. So when it gets to that place that it seems like that life is flowing from and the life is ebbing out of you, we have life ahead of us if we will keep our focus on Jesus. So I would say there's a whole nother message from this point, but I want to summarize, all right? What are the lessons for us this morning, knowing that life in the seasons come and go? One would be Ecclesiastes chapter 12, where we were reading in verse 13. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What are you saying? I mean, that sounds, you know, it's Brother Calvin, if I can quote him this morning. He said, growing old is not for wimps. It's tough. Let's hear the conclusion then. That's after he went through all of these things about what growing old was like. I think he was old when he wrote this. He said, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. He said, fear God and keep his commandments. Through the seasons of life, young and old, whether it's your health, whether it's school, whether it's relationship, whether it's the congregation, fear God and keep His commandments. Keep doing what you know to do, and there's going to be some back and forth. There's going to be some heartache, and there's going to be some joys. There's going to be times of love, and there's going to be times that it seems like the love is not as strong in people around you. There's a time to sow. There's a time you're building and it seems like you're prospering, and there's going to be a time that you lose and there's going to be some losses on the books, but keep being faithful. Matthew 6, verse 33, another lesson, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. And this is what He said, take therefore no thought for the morrow. What's the investment outlook going to be like? Is it down or up or what? You know what? Just keep being faithful. Financially, take no thought for the morrow, though, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There's enough things to deal with today without worrying about tomorrow. Seek God first. Keep putting Him first. People that stop investing in tough times don't prosper when times get good. Relationships are the same way. Well, things are kind of rough, so you quit investing in it. That's the time you really need to be investing this morning. All right? Relationships, physically, spiritually. Weeping may endure for the night, but what? But joy comes in the morning. With your health, relationships, congregation, your walk with God, it still applies. There's a time of weeping, but joy comes in the morning. So what's the lesson for us? Things often change. But keep working. Don't give up. Don't let down. There are so many stories of recovered relationships. School changes and it got better than what I thought. Problems have a way of settling down. But you be there for it. Keep being faithful. I'd like to conclude with Philippians chapter 4, verse 10 through 13. Paul was speaking, he said, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again. Paul was talking to the church at Philippi. All right? They had been supporting him, and it must have, that for whatever reasons, there were some circumstances they stopped supporting him. And he said, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly now at the last that your care of me hath flourished again. In other words, things that hadn't been there for a while. He said, wherein ye all were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. And then this is what he said. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be what? Content. Do you think we can learn a greater lesson to be content with the ebb and flow of life? In your marriage, is there a place to learn to be more content in your marriage? Keep working, keep loving, keep sacrificing, but don't walk away. Don't throw your hands up in the air. Don't say, I can't do this anymore. You're in a season, and if you will be faithful, the season will change. In your relationships with family, in the congregation, let your spirit trust in the Lord and be content and learn to trust in Him. He said, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Financially, it's rough. Don't let it get you down. I know it's difficult. I know it can be very difficult. And I know it's forever on, it's on your mind continuously almost. But a place to say, Lord, I can go without, but I'm still going to thank You. I'm going to still give You praise, and I'm going to still serve You. And I'm going to keep doing what You want me to do. And I'm not going to walk away because it gets lean. But Lord, I want to be diligent, doing what You have called me to do. He said, I've been instructed both to be full and to be hungry. It's easier to be full, isn't it? But you get too full and your stomach hurts. So sometimes the Lord says you need to know what it's like to be a little hungry now. Both to abound and to suffer need, I can do what? All things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. This morning I would that the Spirit of the Lord would take these three words and just personalize them for each one of us wherever we're at this morning. I've given a few things for consideration the Lord put on my heart. But the essence of it is this, that there is an ebb and flow in life. And we want to be diligent and faithful and consistent and keep trusting because things change and our God is not changing. He will walk with us through whatever time we're going through. So be encouraged. Love all of you this morning. We appreciate all of you. Appreciate the congregation. But I know that the enemy works really hard during sometimes the ebb and flow of life. He works hard on our children. School can be tough for our children. Relationships can be difficult with our children's friends and people they're around. Life can be difficult for them. But I want us to know that God is faithful, and He's going to walk with us, and He's going to be faithful with us all the way to the end in that glorious day when we get into heaven, if we will be faithful through the ebb and flow of life.